Welcome to Kaechung News, or, this is Michal reporting from Kaechung News.
Kern Haug here.
Yeah, so we're standing in Trader Joe's, the one in Silver Lake. We just managed to pull in, and we're standing next to the plants right now. Do you ever buy plants from here?
Never have, but they're inspiring me to grow my own with seeds I buy elsewhere.
I'm going to give you a hack right now. Don't buy them because they'll die.
Okay.
I think the last plant I bought was a very small glitter-covered Christmas tree. It was a real living Christmas tree.
It doesn't sound like it was meant to live very long.
No, but it died a very, very brutal death.
I just remember someone referring to a zombie produce here that didn't seem to be available by season, but rather just by customer demand.
That really seems unsettling. So this is an expose about Trader Joe's and their zombie produce.
To be looked into.
Okay, so we're going to head inside. We've got our bags here with us. Oh my gosh, me neither. Oh dear, alright.
I'll keep it folded.
Okay, yeah.
I'll keep it folded.
Okay, so we've got this going. Alright, so is this a store you go to often?
No.
Okay.
I've been here a small handful of times.
Wow.
I have a gift card here, though, and I remember there being good deals on liquor. So I was thinking I'd treat myself to a nice bottle with this gift card.
They do typically have some pretty nice stuff. I think I'm here, like, much more often. So we can start with produce.
Yeah, sure.
I have not bought produce here before.
Yeah, me either.
Ooh, we should get a basket.
A basket.
Yeah. I always forget baskets, and I'm afraid of shopping carts.
And I'm here to help because I always remember baskets.
Yeah. I'm afraid of shopping carts, but I always decide that, oh, I'm just going to buy two things. I don't need a basket. And then I end up carrying a lot of stuff very conspicuously.
I've been in that situation many times. The basket, to me, is the limit on what I can fit in my backpack and carry home.
Okay.
On a walk. So shopping cart doesn't give me a realistic, bandwidth limit on my carrying capacity. Produce. So I actually rarely buy produce, and it's a thing I'm trying to learn to buy. Like, I had never had a fresh red bell pepper before last week.
Really?
I only ever had it as a cooked item, and now I know that they're really tasty to snack on.
They're really fun. Did you know that red, orange, and yellow bell peppers are adult green bell peppers? That's a baby.
Oh, just
that's
varying
a baby.
Stages of ripeness.
Uh-huh. Which is why those ones are so bitter and those ones are sweeter.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
And they're arranged just like
They're arranged.
And they're all different prices,
This is true.
So the gross ones are 69 cents each.
They are.
And the sweet ones are 129. Okay.
I've also felt that a lot of people have a lot of issues on the produce at Trader Joe's because of the packaging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of packaging.
Why is it? Here we are, organics.
And the freshness.
I'm gonna get a bell pepper, but what, color?
I'd go with a red one. It is the second least expensive, and it is a... let's check on the quality of these.
It's not a
that
good start.
One was not a cute one.
This one looks good.
This one's
like
a cute... It's a cuter one.
It's got a little face, too.
I know, you can carve it into a little jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, this is... I don't know. I guess I never buy produce because it never looks that good to me. That's where I spend my time. I suppose I could work on changing that. I was in Washington recently. There's food co-ops everywhere. Mm-hmm. Every city has multiple food co-ops, and I really miss that here. I feel like this is no replacement.
Oh, food co-ops.
There's no substitute. All the produce looks delicious all the time.
I wish I could. Yeah.
Never want to eat this.
Mm. Okay.
Mushrooms. I like them.
Yeah, mushrooms are a good thing. I keep arguing with my sister over the pronunciation. Is it criminy or criminy?
Ooh, I have another one. Criminy.
Criminy?
That's what I have always said.
Okay, all right.
But I'm not saying that as a, my answer's better. It's just a third.
Maybe I'm the only one who says, I am the only one who says criminy. It's like, I've been, made fun of for saying, what was it, like, the T, No, there's like a, although if we're in, like, the other half of the world, then yeah I'm fine. We'll remember the name
Jarl
of the tea.
Jarl Grey.
Maybe it was it wasn't
Oolong. Fist.
Should we be making one of those videos where we just like pronounce everything wrong? Okay. All right. Are we gonna make a beeline for the samples?
Yeah, I'm a little bit.
Okay.
I'm a little snacky.
Okay. All right. So it really, for me, because. For me, because I don't eat meat, it's always a crapshoot. What is it today?
It is blackened and corn enchilada.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Do you want
to
news report with my friend here?
How's it going?
Hello.
What are you guys up to?
We're doing a news report for K-Chung News. It's just a grocery scene report, so we're describing vegetables and such.
Nice.
You're going to different grocery stores.
How are we doing here?
But well, we just started.
Yeah.
Okay. Went straight to the snacks.
Very good. Gotta
I'm very happy that it's meatless today.
I'm really happy with this chip.
What's chip?
Really oh, they're box. Over here. Mm-hmm. I was looking for the display.
A little limey, a little zesty.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of salt.
I think that's the part I'm liking right now.
They're pretty.
And the thickness. A little bit thicker than usual. It's not going to break in the guacamole.
Do you guys have any show on?
Independently.
Yeah.
They're doing the news.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We each have our own shows, but we're starting a project called K-Chung News.
Nice.
So we're hoping to play this at the Getty Museum.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll see.
Let's manifest it.
Yeah. It's happening. Okay.
Are you still working at the coffee shop?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you as we make the rounds.
Okay. Good radio means you're crunching on a chip.
Yeah. It's a satisfying sound.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to that sound recreated via distortion.
Oh, really?
Amps. It's all I'm thinking of when I'm listening to a noise artist is crunching on chips.
Mm.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where I was convinced I was going to find something of value. You know what? Wow. There's
okay.
Vermouth with green labels and red labels. Extra dry also. I try not to go out and spend money on drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to have a bar
like
so
ones?
I can host and be a good host.
Oh, that's so nice.
And so this is my thing, is if I can stock this, I can have people over.
Yeah.
And save some money.
Let's go from, like, shitty booze to good booze. Maybe we can, like, try something like that. What do you recommend is that? There we go. Ho, ho.
Oh, I thought it was plastic. It's actually...
It is, surprisingly enough, the Burnett's is glass. Vodka of the Gods is terrifying. Oh, and I do recall getting drunk off of that the last time I was at my ex-house in Santa Cruz.
Wow. Yeah,
partying with 19-year-olds.
Seems not smart. Ugh. Just makes me sad looking at this.
By the way, okay, so the worst... If you really want the worst and most shameful, Bloody Mary imaginable, it is vodka of the gods mixed with tomato sauce. Like pasta sauce.
Yeah. I think I've had that.
Yeah, so have I.
I don't think I finished it.
No. I think I was already drunk. Okay.
It's actually maybe the only Bloody Mary I've had.
All right, so one step up, I think, is Fireball.
Are versatile spirits? Oh, no, it's the same price. Oh, but smaller.
Burnett's I actually used for a real purpose a while ago. If you triple, maybe quadruple filter it through a Brita pitcher... You can make a very fine... Yes.
A what? A very fine what?
Brita pitcher.
Yeah, but a very fine what? What happens when you filter it?
It tastes less like that.
gets all the smells of potato.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm particularly interested in this Hendrix. I have an Australian coworker who spoke. I've never seen someone get so excited over a particular gin.
Ooh.
So based on her recommendation.
Does look like a fine gin.
I think I'm going to make that purchase. The tequila is a thorough hat trick. Oh, all the bitters if you want to, you know, get mixing. The olives that you need for, I like olives that I can snack on and put in a martini.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I only have olives that I can put in a martini. They're not fun to snack on.
Snacking olives are a very fine olive. We can try that in the pickle section.
Yeah, and discuss that.
Yeah. Okay, what else have we got going? Let's see. My Jaeger days are very much behind me, so we won't discuss those. I'm wondering if they have any Frangelico over here.
What's Frangelico?
Frangelico is a hazelnut liqueur.
Okay. Sounds like a frappuccino.
It sounds like you're getting drunk off of Toriani syrup.
Yeah.
But it is a very nice accoutrement to a bar. Because it's shaped like a, it's sort of like a religious Mrs. Butterworth's. It's in a little bottle that's shaped like a monk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. So, like, looks a little classy.
Yeah, I received a bottle for my birthday not too long ago, but I think they are out of that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing too much of these.
No.
It's tempting to, like, spend time. I used to love the ads. They were always in the business section next to the Dilbert comics. And it was a cartoon man who always said, "I'll have a glass of the Balvenie." Or wait, that isn't demonstrative properly. They'd be like, "Oh, one more of the Balvenie, please." And I loved that he said "the" before Balvenie every time, the full brand name. And so I remember actually buying it with another Trader Joe's gift card I got when I was in college.
Yes.
And I was super disappointed. It kind of tasted puke in my mouth.
I get this.
It was okay. It smelled delicious in the bottle, but it mostly tastes like I'd puked a little in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
But I had instead paid, it's not clear how much this is. $47 or $49.99.
And yet, it's in, like, a cardboard tube as well.
Yeah, which makes you think it's going to be extra nice.
Oh, I know. God, it's just like a giant cigar or something.
I would get something else.
If there's anything smoky.
I have to do some research.
Smoky?
I know a guy who's my liquor guy.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a rye whiskey that's way too much for me to afford. But whenever I am making such a decision, I text him and he excitedly responds with all the info of, like, who actually makes each name brand and what's worthwhile, what's not.
Yeah.
And then I just decide to trust his palate.
I don't know too much about liquor myself.
Same. I just, I like the idea of it, but I've never quite lived the lifestyle of it that's led me to learning as much about it as I wish I knew.
Yeah.
Which is maybe okay that I've avoided that. I should be okay with that.
I have friends who have been bartenders, and it's like they will buy me, like, a Fernet shot for my birthday. And I'd say, why are you making me drink furniture polish?
Oh, no, I just ordered one of those in Portland.
It was great.
Really? It was great,
It tastes like furniture polish.
It was because we were all sick, and we're like, how can we use this drink ticket to feel better? And we all got Fernet with ginger back.
I mean, that's going to do something.
Yeah, it's medicine, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Tastes like my favorite cough drops. Olmos pastilles.
Uh-huh.
I love medicine.
Okay, yeah. Should we look at something around the beer and or wine side of things?
Yeah, sure. Art of the still, wait.
Organic vodka.
Thin bottle.
They have,
all about packaging.
It's true. You see, this is actually the magic. This is why I like walking around water bottle aisles.
Just watching
the light hit off of everything.
Yeah. It's really, you get to the liquid product that will take the shape of its marketing campaign, and it'll taste like it looks.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
More or less.
It won't. Depends how strong that effect stays in your head.
Okay. So do you know anything about wines?
Okay, when I was 18, I was determined to be a wine person. I watched videos of a wine guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, who now gives motivational speeches as the opener for Tony Robbins, who's having a big speech in Portland. There are multiple billboards there.
Ooh.
Gary Vaynerchuk, he's now, I'm very embarrassed to have been an enthusiast of him now. He pretty much just talks about how he made it as a internet promo guy, turned his family wine business into something out of nothing, purely through his hard work and dedication. But he used to, anyway, he used to talk about wines a lot in a way where he would just, like, eat the tasting notes, like the literal thing. If it tastes like cassis and asparagus, he'd eat a cassis and asparagus to, like, train his palate. Or if it tastes like a sweaty sock, he'd bite into a sweaty sock.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is I gave that up because as an 18, 19-year-old trying to get into wine, it was hard to get people to buy alcohol for me. And then my roommates didn't want it, and then I just didn't drink enough for it to go bad, and that's way behind me. And what I'm saying is I always think about the shame of what I could have been had I kept that enthusiasm. I could be a person full of wine knowledge.
It's okay. It's okay. We all have different paths.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so would you right now...
Everything I know about wine.
Okay. Are we...
then? That bottle.
Yeah? Oh, God, look at that with the... Yeah.
The melt, the wax that's... Uh-huh. But it's strangely, it's really precise. It's not at all...
Because it's like
random.
Yeah.
What do you know about wine?
I know nothing. I know I have outgrown Two Buck Chuck, and that I actually like fizzier wines. Like, I like a good champagne-y type.
It is delicious.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Something nice and dry.
I do know that I like nicer wines. I think that was really it. It basically, once you get into it, you realize that cheap wine is cheap.
It's
and
true.
And it's for about like $5 or whatever, around there, you can buy like one of the best beers in the world, but for $5 you will never buy one of the best wines in the world.
I support that, yes.
So it definitely, there's a little bit of a status thing attached to it. Not saying you can't get good deals, but it definitely takes research.
I recall that, like, Trader Joe's has kept in stock very frequently a bubbly wine, Blanc de Blanc, which
Blanc
is
de Blanc.
Blanc de Blanc. Yeah, I think it's about $6.
Ooh,
and it makes for a fine mimosa.
Yeah.
I see.
So that is a good...
my association with mimosas is always a weird sticky feeling on my mouth, and I don't know if it's the cheap champagne or the cheap orange juice that they're using. It always leaves my mouth in a way that I don't like. It's like slippery and sticky and...
I like brunch, but I do not like the capitalistic notion of brunch.
Yeah.
A good DIY brunch is the best brunch.
Where do you get a DIY brunch?
Oh, I used to have punk rock brunches all the time.
So it's just not at a restaurant?
No, okay, no. Okay. It is just like you make a gigantic tofu scramble.
Yeah.
And your friends just bring stuff.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great.
Somebody brings a 40 for brass monkeys, you know. That's normal.
What's a brass monkey?
Sorry, it's half... It's a mimosa, but with, like, beer instead of wine.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Or, like, instead of champagne.
I could actually see liking that better, depending on the beer, I suppose. For some reason, this one is speaking to me.
Okay,
A to Z.
All right.
I actually kind of know why.
Why?
It's not interesting. Just A to Z. I don't know. I like the idea.
If I go on labels alone, this one is letterpressed.
Yeah.
This one's letterpressed.
It's definitely my favorite label.
This is the Upper Eden Pinot Noir with a letterpressed label, or I have a weakness for Art Nouveau. So I would go with Liberté.
All of that section. There's also the canned wine.
Canned wine.
Named for, you know, Frank Underwood of House of Cards. Raspberry cherry chocolate. Wow, this is $4.99 for a can of this. I'm super tempted to try it.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to imagine. No, I'm going to get it.
Should we? Okay. Okay.
Too curious to pass it up.
All right. Do we want to split one of those and see what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right, we're going to do that.
Okay. I see that around a lot, but that's popular, right? That's in most liquor stores.
Cool. Okay.
But really the focus TJ's is their store brands, right?
Ew. Here we go with another Art Nouveau one. We've got a port dessert line in a...
Evenus?
Evenus. That actually doesn't sound as pretty.
Yeah.
That sounds...
Evenus.
Evenus.
Even us. Hmm.
Okay.
Port dessert one.
But it's got a lovely Art Nouveau label. I think... Should we go for the cheeses now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're jumping onto the cheeses. I'm going to report... this is some Kaechung betrayal... but I've actually heard a massive complaint. One, Mr. Rhymes with Shmevin Schmalsh, has ranted to me hard. I'm calling you out, Evan. About how much he hates Trader Joe's because, here we go, the cheese is improperly mongered, according to him.
Oh, so the proper mongering, is he ranted about what that is?
Well, yes. You don't, like, take a cheese directly and put it into a refrigerator. Each cheese must be handled separately, and you can't do that in such a large place. You have to handle the cheese in order to get the best flavor, and sometimes that includes leaving them at room temperature, leaving them at certain temperatures. You understand the kind of stress.
Yeah, yeah, but here they're all just thrown into one fridge.
It's true.
Not treated as different products, but rather using the one label
yes.
of cheese to
yes.
define, really, what is a multitude of things.
Yes.
And cultures.
And because the prices are much better here, actually. He says, no, don't go for it. Just, there we go. And we've heard our first bell.
What's the bell mean?
I don't know. I never knew. I just... Okay, I see you've reached for a chavre, a goat cheese right here.
Yeah.
Do you go typically for goat cheeses?
I just recognize the name. I'm remembering someone talk about chèvre.
Chèvre.
And I feel like they were speaking glowingly of it, but it's a vague memory.
Goat cheese is a delicious thing. Do you have a... How do you feel about cheese?
Oh, I like it. I've had many a bread and cheese platter at my aunt and uncle's house. I don't ever remember, but usually when they host dinner, they have lots of nice cheeses out, and I eat a lot of it, but it never really sticks in my head when I'm eating.
Mm.
Should
we
talk cheese?
Okay, I think I can talk cheeses a little bit. But this is just, like, what I like. And I think what I would like is... I prefer the semi-soft cheeses, but it really depends.
I mean, semi being like brie where it's hard on the outside, soft in the middle?
Brie is a soft one. A semi-soft would be like Munster, which is like, it has some give. Port Salut is a, it is defined as a semi-soft cheese. It is also like the best cheese.
Defined as the best cheese?
I mean, like, it, according to me,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
an expert here. It is also just, like, it's amazing. I have gone to art openings just to...
For the port salt.
Yes. The only problem with it is there's a paper label on it, and you're going to eat part of that. You inevitably will eat part of that.
Port salt, so that's the type, not the brand. Are there any other versions of...
It's, no, it's, this is the brand. They just call it Port Salut. So it's just a, it's a semi-soft cheese. When we get into, I think Havarti also counts as a semi-soft cheese. This one you can spread, this one you can't spread.
Yeah.
Havarti is a semi-soft cheese.
Yeah.
Brie is a soft cheese. Brie, I'm not a big fan of, but I'll eat it. Because it's cheese.
I've always enjoyed it. What do you dislike about it?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like, it could just be this, the rind of it. It seems kind of weird. What I'm going to recommend right now, and this is what we're going to grab, goat milk brie.
Soft ripened goat cheese.
It is highly recommended. Let's grab that.
Okay, grabbed.
It's also one of the best gift cheeses because it costs $3.
Ooh, and they
you grab
may
that,
not know that.
Some tape, exactly, because it's a brie. It costs $3. It's a decent amount, and it's got that goaty flavor to it.
Goaty.
Yeah, I've heard somebody describe, like, I heard someone describe goat and sheep's milk cheeses as barnyard funk, which doesn't sound delicious, but it's accurate.
It's often, like, for, like, beers, too, like, barnyard funk, where you're like, yeah. It's always talked about as this exciting thing.
Yeah, but it's just like, sheep butt.
I can get it. Like, if you have a nostalgia attached to being in a barn, which most of us here do not.
No.
I think it's, like, fairly safe to say.
All right. Should we, there are other okay. One of my friends... Oh, that is pub cheese. Wait, no. Oh.
There's beer sitting
yeah,
in the
cheese. Yeah, it just goes with it, you know? I think it's a display. We've got a mini display over here.
Yeah, it's just a snack suggestion. Snack one.
Pretzel sticks. There's another kind of cheese that I'm actually partial to. I was introduced to it by my friend Hannon, who often, along with his girlfriend, they will come down, and somehow I will always eat Trader Joe's cheeses with them and then drink a little more than I should.
Sounds great.
It's this one.
As long as you have the cheese and the bread.
This is a Cotswold...
Double... What is it? Gloucester?
Yeah. With onions and chives. This is a very...
It's real smelly. Like, in a good way.
It's an in-depth thing. Kind of. But it's, like, not the cheese's smell.
What kind? What do you eat this with? What do you put this on?
Oh, my God. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you.
So.
Yeah. I'm just going to show you that. Should we go for this or something much more mild?
I mean, this is mild in a way.
It is mild. Should we also go... This one has bit more depth of...
Yeah. I'm convinced of its quality.
Okay. Let's just do these soft cheeses, and I know that, like, we don't have variation. Otherwise, I'd go with a good Gouda.
Really
the smoked
like
cheese
Gouda.
Is usually a Gouda, but,
Dutch. I thought it said double Gouda.
Should we go with a Gouda or just go with a...
I'm curious to try the thing that I haven't tried.
Okay, alright. Okay, so we've got that, and do we go, onward to crackers?
Yeah.
Okay. Crackers. Let's remember where we have put those. Where they have put those.
There's a lot of bread products here.
There are breads.
Like loaves and tortillas.
Do you prefer, like, crusty bread rather than the crackers?
I was wondering about that. I guess I'd want to choose both.
Okay.
I don't want to have to choose. I really do like a little baguette with cheese. I'm like, real.
I think so, yeah.
Impressed with that. I mean, there's good crackers.
However, I wouldn't do it here.
Yeah.
Just, that's the sneaky thing. We're just going to give you some negative reviews of Trader Joe's bread. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Unless you're desperate.
Yeah, maybe some earlier tomorrow. We'll call ahead.
Okay. I think they'll be over... Typically, they're above the cold stuff. Here. Okay. So, I've gone through a lot of, like, you know, cracker decisions. They have these adorable brioche toasts, but before we get into that, I think we can complicate things. We might go with those...
Crackers with cheese baked in.
Yeah, right? Well, you've eliminated a lot there. You're going to distract yourself. Yeah. So here are the real crackers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those
little... There is a particular kind. Down that way. Okay. There are. Okay, so we've got... These ones are your cheapy, cheapy cracker. The water crackers.
They seem healthy. They say multigrain, flaxseed, and water on them. That's got a sell.
There's a classic one, but the multigrain and flaxseed one makes you seem a little bit more cultured, right?
Yeah,
just like,
For $1.39, you too can participate in this.
These ones, during pumpkin season, they have an amazing pumpkin and cranberry one. So these are like fig and olive, raisin, rosemary.
I guess I sort of want a plain one to go with my cheese, to emphasize the cheese. I could do a little herb.
Let's, I have a hack for this. I will point it out. Let's get, like, a neutral cracker. Should we go with those tiny toasts?
Tiny
or is that
toasts.
Too,
Yeah. They're a real good texture.
Okay. All right.
I've had those.
So, we can do that.
Something part of a slice.
Yes. The brioche.
You're doing
really good. Oh, those. Yeah.
So, we've got those. Let's go to the cookie aisle for a second. So what is your thoughts on music in Trader Joe's as well as other grocery stores?
I mean, I really love this song. I used to think of it as one of my favorites. It was one of my favorite things I could play at work.
Ah. Work music is complicated.
Always put me in a good mood.
Yeah, I think I alienated everyone at work because I would just play Scott Walker for a while. Never mind about that, though. The newer albums.
That is a sure way to alienate you.
No, not really. You know, Walker Brothers, that's fine, but my boss went nuts. Almondia. It's partially a cookie, partially a cracker. This goes very well with ricotta and also with the brie that we've picked out. Since it is like a creamy brie,
and
it's also very inexpensive.
Without the guilt.
Yes. Okay, so you've got your like host gift, for $6. $3 for the Almondia, $3 for the cheese. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You could have a nice little gathering. I'm starting to understand some things.
Okay, I've taught you the way of Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
All right, so what's next? If we've got our, like, snackage.
I just want to know where it is.
This is like that I've never seen before.
Lacte miel, slightly sweet milk and honey cookies.
This is like a coffee cookie for, like, if you're, like, European or, like, my parents. And you're just, like,
Noshing
on this with, like, copious amounts of cigarettes and coffee after
like
dinner.
Like what I get when I can't find digestives.
Ooh, digestives. You think these are close to digestives?
Only in their plainness. They got the aesthetic down.
Mm.
Just like a kind of just plain line design.
Ooh.
It's not going to go with my cheese.
Okay.
It's not going to go with my cheese.
So should we go with, like, an extra, like, bagged crunchy thing, maybe? Or, like, snack thing?
For the cheese?
Yeah,
because we probably
like
have
an additional thing.
Cheese. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, sweet, savory, plain.
Sweet, yeah. So the Almondia is actually semi-neutral. You can use that as a breakfast cracker, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Some cream cheese and jam on it, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ricotta is like, ricotta is actually next level, I've realized.
Ricotta.
Just.
The cheese?
Throw it on,
like,
yeah.
Yeah,
as like a, yeah.
There's a lot of cookies here.
There are a lot of cookies. How do you feel about, I don't know. How do you feel about cookies in general?
Oh, I can't get enough of them.
Okay, all right.
I have to consciously decide to stop eating them.
Are you a chewy cookie person or are you a crunchy cookie person?
There's these cookies I've been into lately, action cookies, that are like kind of, they're pretty soft, but not like... I hate the Chips Ahoy soft cookies.
Those are pretty
soft,
gross.
Soft, chewy.
Yes, because you can taste that specific chemical in them.
Yeah, that made them soft.
Uh-huh.
The action is good.
Yeah.
It's stiff. Like, it won't flop if you were to hold it on your finger to balance it.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't crumble as you bite into it.
Mm. Oh, dang. Coffee, cocoa, pecans. That's... They do
also
like to
could do like an herby chip.
An herby
or,
chip.
Or like a
Let's just go to the chip aisle
cracker.
And see if we can get something like crunchy just to get that. Just to get that crunchiness to us.
Flavored crunch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Alright, so back to the Trader Joe's music. Typically, how do you find Trader Joe's music, positive or negative?
Well, since I don't really have like a background with it, I'm just basing off. This is the first moment that I noticed there was music.
So before it's just kind of like your.
Yeah, before that, I.
I think they lean towards 80s pop, honestly.
80s pop. Yeah,
I could be controversial there.
You know,
I might be wrong. I might also not be paying attention.
The nostalgia factor, or for like a lot of increasingly probably customers that like don't have it as nostalgia, but see it as a relic that they grew up with.
Exactly.
We passed the chips.
What? Now I'm trying to figure out what. Oh, they still have that. Okay, this is my favorite tea, the vanilla cinnamon black tea, aka lemur tea.
Yeah.
This is, it's amazing. It's also definitely a Celestial Seasonings, seasonal tea.
Let's try to put together what they all
this
look
is my
like.
Favorite seasonal product of all time.
Vanilla cinnamon.
Yeah.
Also, very reasonably priced.
It is. This is 50 cents less than Celestial Seasonings.
Ooh.
I know. So, I think I've hoarded enough of this stuff. I have a tendency to hoard tea. I have a tendency to hoard
Because you never
tea.
Know when the product's not going to be available.
Exactly.
Again.
So, lemur tea is the best tea. It's just the best tea.
Vanilla and cinnamon. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm a big Earl Grey fan.
Yeah, Earl Grey is good.
I don't have it nearly as much as I did 10 years ago.
Mm.
Mostly because I have a lot more coffee.
I understand.
But that is the bite I'm generally looking for.
They've started, the bergamot. You know, if you try to use Earl Grey to make kombucha, you're probably going to end up dying.
Why?
Oh, you'll poison yourself.
Why?
The bergamot oil.
Does it ferment into a poison?
Yes.
Huh. That's crazy. But just like.
I could be inaccurate, but yes, that's what happens.
Just go.
Okay, what's your opinion on Trader Joe's coffee?
Coffee. Well,
yeah.
I'm coming from the perspective of being somebody who's very into coffee.
So
I'm like, pretty much not gonna like it.
Okay.
No, but that being said, I've definitely been in people's houses where they made me coffee.
And as long
as you make it strong, it's fine. I don't know. You can make it strong.
So you're the strong coffee type.
Yeah, if you do that, then at least you have strong coffee. Even if it doesn't taste that great, there's that...
So instead of wine, you've gone for the coffee route.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. Basically, I got diverted from trying to be a wine snob, my aspiration to be a wine snob, to coffee. Gotten into that world for a while. Has continued to be my employable skill. The coffee here, you know, it's a grocery store coffee. It's fine.
Yeah.
You can have it. There is a big difference between fancy stuff.
Thoughts on creamer?
Not fancy stuff. Not for me.
Not for you. Do you turn your nose up at all over
when other people have
yes.
it? No.
No?
I truly do not care.
I do come here very often for soy or coconut creamer at Trader Joe's. So my frequency of coming to Trader Joe's is whether or not I'm out of soy creamer.
Hmm. I should figure out a creamer that doesn't go bad, because if friends come over and I make them coffee, I never have creamer. And I want to keep it stocked, but I will never use it, so it'll just go bad.
Ooh.
You know, I don't...
Okay, so if you're really... This might be an issue since it's already sweetened, but you could try sweetened condensed milk.
Does it stay good?
It stays longer? Good for a little while. You can also get in a squeeze bottle, but also maybe use it for other things. I don't know.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of... I've had some coffee drinks with condensed milk, and it was way too sweet for me. I felt was, like, sugar coating my throat.
Because it is sugar coating your throat. So, the Vietnamese coffee, have you had a...
It's been a while, but I think I had something like that.
I like it because it usually has chicory in it. Is it getting too...
Oh, I'm just trying to adjust this handle.
Okay. Now we're standing next to the Spendthrift. Now, this is a Trader Joe's sort of,
It's their LaCroix.
Their LaCroix, a.k.a. Millennial Juice.
Yeah.
which is
so tasty.
Really unsettling. Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, I'm not in a plastic bottle, though. I tried that.
You tried LaCroix in a plastic bottle?
In a big plastic bottle. Whoa. I wanted a lot of it, and it was really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. The can was all of it. It's the satisfaction of popping the can.
Uh-huh.
It was far more carbonated out of the can. The flavor was better integrated. Everything about the can was better.
Do you have a flavor preference?
I've only actually had the grapefruit.
Grapefruit?
Pamplemousse.
I think that's, I really like the flavor, a lot of it, because I like saying pamplemousse.
It's a pretty nice word.
It's the best word in French. Okay, so where do we go? Where do we go now?
This is a much worse deal, though, isn't it?
It is.
A 12-pack for the same price?
Yes. That's why I don't go for the Spendthrift.
Yeah,
as much as I'd want to. I do not go for it. However, there is sparkling water at Trader Joe's, which I have gone for.
The can, I don't know, I really like, I totally get the LaCroix trend, and then the can is, I frequently am like, oh, I just want to open a fizzy thing and drink it, and it could be beer, it could be water.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's water, sometimes it's 3 in an evening, have a 3 LaCroix night, and I wake up hydrated. Hydrated and all the gas has moved out of me.
They have...
But don't... It's not here. It's not here. Not here at the CJ's.
They have watermelon. They have raspberry lime.
Ooh, an olive.
They have cucumber.
Oh, no, it's not. That's just an olive sticker.
It's tonic water.
Yeah.
Tonic water?
No, this.
Oh.
But it's not actually
a flavor. I'll love you. Oh, that's cute. I guess they've gone for their Valentine's Day stickers here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. How do you feel about tonic water versus club soda?
I was trying to remember which one has the, like, quinine.
Tonic water.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had
diet tonic water once? It's the grossest thing I've ever consumed.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, so
like,
bad.
I don't like normal tonic water, but I will drink a gin and tonic under a black light because, ooh, it glows.
What?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
quinine glows. Quinine glows in the dark.
I like gin tonic. Keep some of these on hand, actually.
The little guys for your gin and tonics?
Yeah, just keep them in the cupboard.
These ones have natural lime flavor.
Natural? Do I want that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to squeeze a lime into your gin and tonic.
Yeah, but that's like part of the visual appeal of a gin and tonic is having that little lime there.
All right. Hmm. So do you want to risk it now or just go for, just move ahead?
Yeah,
move
I'm gonna find it elsewhere. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, TJ's.
All right. So I think now's the time where we can, walk past the juices.
Wait, but I really like these.
Oh!
I like glass bottles that have a wide mouth, so then you can reuse it easily as your own bottle.
I know. You can, this one you could almost,
To the power of 7, organic juice blend.
This is an organic juice blend that contains pomegranate, tart cherry, mulberry, red grape, purple carrot, cranberry, and blueberry.
It's a pretty satisfying bottle. It would probably fit in my cup holder. I don't really want the juice, but I do want the bottle.
Is there anything you can mix this with that won't be awful?
Sure, I could figure it out over time.
It's also got a really nice grip on it because it's a textured bottle.
Oh, it's like a skateboard grip tape. This is great.
Melon juice. Oh, whoa, melon juice.
Same bottle.
Honeydew. Honeydew is a very complicated melon, though, isn't it?
Oh, tell me more.
Honeydew is... No, I'm thinking about cantaloupe. No, I am thinking about honeydew. Honeydew is a complicated melon, as if it's good, it's the green melons. When they're good, they're real good. When they're bad, they're real bad.
Extreme.
It's almost like a, like an avocado. Oh yeah, what is your stance on avocados?
Love them.
Good, okay, alright.
Love them forever. I like guacamole for dinner.
That is
good. Just a nice side of guacamole is a great dinner in my head. I mean, not every night, but occasionally.
But, just put it on everything. It works. Coconut water.
I've never really enjoyed it. I've had sips that I didn't hate, and I try to keep that opinion to myself for the most part because I don't want to be a party pooper and just bum people out.
People really like coconut water, but I haven't been really into it.
Yeah, it's never quite. I watched a movie once it was in Japan after the United States dropped nuclear bombs on Japan, and it was set in the towns. I guess it was in Hiroshima, but people were eating aloe plants to treat their nuclear sickness.
Oh.
And I remember being like, wow, I thought it was just for sunburns.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I actually thought it was, to help with, constipation or something.
It's probably for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I imagine this is a dietary supplement. Yeah, I never quite figured out what it did beyond not to treat nuclear poisoning.
Yeah, probably not. Okay. Are you a granola bar person? We've reached the cereals.
Oh, yeah. I really like granola.
Yeah.
Bar form, sure. I don't really buy it anymore. Grew up on it.
Yeah.
As a practical snack for my mom to put in my backpack.
Yeah.
But granola, all for it. Love it.
I think, since I've been post-granola bar, we've brought on the breakfast biscuit. But I'm not a fan. They're too sweet.
Breakfast biscuit. That's usually what happens.
We have breakfast biscuits now. It's it's too sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... I mean, it's most... the more packaging that goes into it, or, processing, the more sugar that gets added in.
I did kind of like those chocolate chip brownie and oat bars, although I think they're very soy-ish.
Yeah.
They're kind of like Clif bars.
Yeah.
Or those, the, little kid Clif bars?
Yeah, yeah.
It only has 3 grams of protein in it. I don't know if it actually has soy.
5 grams of fiber. That's the main selling point they're advertising.
Yeah, there we go. It also has 4-1 bar. It has 11 grams of sugar. That's a bit more than you want.
Yeah.
In one serving.
I'm just realizing how funny it is that... So it says 5 grams of fiber on the
front. Uh-huh.
To me, that means nothing. I don't know if that's a lot or a little. I assume it's a lot. But there are certain people who walk around knowing that. They're like, I know. That's all. Just everyone's got their individual diet. And, that bit of advertising is specifically towards someone who's thinking about that.
We had donut holes at, work. And it's amazing how we were just discussing, the cat... Or, customers were coming in and they're just, discussing, if there were just, 40 calories. And pretty sure that donut hole has 40 calories in it. That's about as much as... It's you don't know how much is in a calorie.
And, how much is in a calorie?
How many calories are in everything.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like...
I always kind of wonder how they... I forget. I remember learning how they test it. They, burn it.
Yeah.
It's however much energy it takes to burn or something.
Yeah.
But then, it can only be so consistent across donut hole to donut hole.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So maybe we should move away from the... Oh.
Chia. Just sprinkle it on stuff.
Sprinkle it on stuff?
Yeah, people do that, huh?
Have you ever had chia as a sort of pudding thing?
Yeah, I've had something with chia that I really like. Oh, I've had a lot of pastries with chia.
Yeah?
Chia currant almond muffin. It's great.
Ooh, it can be crunchy, but then it can also, if you let it sit in, water or, some sort of liquid, it's going to form a kind of, gel.
I've seen that weird kombucha with chia seeds.
Yeah.
I can't say that I like that texture.
It's kind of a tapioca pudding, and I don't think I've ever had tapioca pudding.
I love tapioca pudding.
That texture seemed to have scared me enough when I was a kid. So it's I'm never going to eat rice pudding, never going to eat tapioca pudding. But it's I'm actually chill with chia seeds now.
Huh. Inverse, there's some phobia for the name of fear of tiny balls. Like a grouping of tiny balls.
Hmm.
I don't know. I get it. I had a friend who was into it, and she would show me pictures on Google Image Search.
Fear of tiny balls.
Yeah, in a pomegranate. Not in a pomegranate.
Oh,
kind
no.
Of, collection of,
There's one for, holes. Bunch of holes.
Holes?
Uh-huh.
A honeycomb?
Yeah, or a lotus pod.
Huh, okay.
So it's kind of like seeing a bunch of holes in skin, or there's a specific toad in Suriname, the Suriname toad, a.k.a. the nightmare toad. If you ever want to see videos, I can show you some nightmares. Don't Google Suriname toad, please.
Don't do it.
Golden
bear blend.
Ooh.
It's
raisins, yes or no?
Used to give me headaches much of my life. I avoided them. But I just had a thing of trail mix from a gas station the other day that had lots of raisins. A little too many, but I still ate them. They're fine. No headache. No
I'd never heard of that before.
I was really young. I don't think that lasted long beyond childhood, but that was always my association was avoiding raisins.
Okay. All right. So as we're here, I believe they're playing Bowie now. So yeah, they're going with the 80s pop.
Yeah, I mean, safe things. No one wants to be upset. People just want to be in a good mood while they shop.
Playing Bowie 24/7 is, like, good enough at that. I think I tried playing it at the store once, and my boss got real mad.
What? Why?
Because she's terrible. She also really hates Bob Dylan. And I would never play Bob Dylan, but I think I played, like, stuff that sounded like Guided by Voices a lot.
She's just like, I don't like any of the big names of the past.
Yeah,
kind of person,
so we had to listen to Billie Holiday all the time, which is like really great for the first 90 times.
Yeah.
120 times.
It was just a very specific mood.
Also, it's really inappropriate to play like Strange Fruit that many times in a stationery store.
Yeah.
Really inappropriate. But you know. Okay, cereals.
Ooh, it's been a while since I've purchased cereal. This was always it for me, though.
Oh, really?
Frosted Mini Wheats?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, sugar.
Yeah.
Seems healthy.
It's sugar. It kind of, like, tastes like, you know, you've got, like, this little, like, haystack of... You imagine what horses eat.
Yeah.
It is?
Just chewing on hay. It seems really uncomfortable. I cannot imagine chewing on hay. It, like, even just touching hay, I feel like you get splinters.
Yeah. I mean, like, but horse mouths are hardcore and kind, like, real terrifying.
Yeah. It'd been close. I remember a guy got bit by a horse once. He was having a moment just hanging out with a horse, like, petting it, and he was like, yeah, and, like, his girlfriend was about to take a picture of him with the horse, because he was like, wow, look at this horse just loves you, and then the horse bites him on the head. And he was okay, I guess. No, he definitely had to go get some stitches. But yeah, the horses bit him on the head. They just turned on him.
Yeah, that... Wow.
It sounded terrifying. Imagine those giant teeth just digging in.
I was at a farm not too long ago in Santa Cruz with, like, a couple of my friends. And, like, we were looking at these horses. And this horse's head lifts up, and it's the biggest head we've ever seen. It was gigantic. And it came up to me, and I was just like... And I'm like, do I pet it? And they're like, no, don't touch it. Like, we've never seen something like this before.
They are shockingly big.
So big.
Like alien creatures.
Yeah. So maybe we should avoid the cereal for now. Because
that mother of two say no cereals.
I know.
Mother of two just said no cereals.
Was she afraid we're gonna get to the Fruityos? The Fruityos, I think, are the sweetest.
I'm wondering, is the tide turning against cereals? Are they no longer going to be a breakfast standard in America?
I've actually seen cereals only advertised towards millennials now as a nostalgia product.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Because it's like, I've found, like, arty Instagrams that I've, like, done research on, and it's just General Mills trying to give you arty photos of cereal. It's horrifying. Oh, my God, I have to find these for you.
Yeah, I gotta find that.
I don't know.
Because there are those, like, things in college areas where it's, like, a cereal buffet, where it's just like, oh, all the cereals you can choose from. It's like a dining commons.
Yeah.
I remember people being very excited about it, and I was like, no, this is not a thing you should be... You just go home. Just go home and get your own cereal. I don't know. Why are you going out to a restaurant?
Yeah.
Just,
get stoned and eat some dry Fruit Loops. The Fruityos, they are Fruit Loops, but they have muted colors.
Yeah,
like they're
sounds like the same flavor.
To fool you,
just,
yeah.
It looks
a little bit more like they step back. I guess we should go to the snacks, or like the bagged snacks.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Because we're not even gonna get into the frozen food today, I don't think. There's so much controversy over frozen food.
Yeah, like frozen fruit or
frozen like pre-made things. Here they do a lot in pre-made stuff.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like microwave dinner kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Some very good, a lot of sodium, which, you know, as adults, it's something to worry about.
For me, it's not controversial personally in that, like, I'm just against it.
Yeah?
I'm very clearly against frozen dinners.
Okay.
For me, it's just, there's no way it's good for you.
No, definitely not.
It's impossible, and there's also no way it's easier than so many other things. I mean, maybe, obviously,
yeah,
that's not true, but...
I will say one thing about the Trader Joe's mac and cheese. If you steal it from your roommate, it's understandable. It is mostly cheese, though. It is mostly... Yeah, no, you didn't buy it. You have to replace it before he gets home from work, but... Yeah. Okay. Do we need anything more on the dip side? Because we are near
the
hummus.
Oh, hummus would be good for this red pepper. Slice it up, dip it in hummus.
Okay, right? Yeah.
I just learned this. Well, that's not true. I just experienced it.
That's true.
This bread doesn't look bad.
Okay, so we're actually near bread. Should we just, like...
I mean... It just looks good.
Should we try, like, a small... Should we get, like, a mini loaf? Like a little guy? Just in case.
Over here?
Yeah, there should be.
It's like a bag of mini loaves.
Oh, baby baguettes.
Yeah. I don't need to.
I think they used to have more in terms of single rolls and a single pretzel.
Yeah. They're single soft pretzels, but it's more bread than I'm going to be able to eat before it goes bad.
Yeah, and Trader Joe's... Okay, that's the issue. Trader Joe's bread goes bad. Goes bad.
But isn't that a sign of freshness?
Yes, but at some point you're like, give me preservatives. Just give me preservatives. I can't, like, stuff an entire...
I need to live with people.
Oh, yeah.
That's the tough part.
Oh, the one thing I have to say is Trader Joe's used to have these amazing challahs from Semi Freddy's Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
They're gone. They just replaced them with Trader Joe's brand. Okay. Not as good.
I wonder if it's actually the same. I feel like that's a lot of it. It's just the same
product. It just doesn't seem the same, and I'm too afraid to, like, go for it.
Find out.
Okay, so we're gonna...
We're gonna get some hummus.
Yeah. Okay.
$3.99 is a deep dish. A deep...
You want the big one? You want the big guy? We have the shallow ones. We have the big ones.
I've had this a lot. It definitely grew up.
The three-layer... Oh.
A lot of three-layer hummus in my household.
As my dad is a cranky Persian guy, and my parents have both lived in Israel for years and years and years, I have always grown on my dad just making it.
That sounds preferable.
You know, it really depends on how much tahini, goes into it. Yeah, I know. I have to pronounce it hummus also, or else they'll disown me. The white bean and basil, I've actually heard recommended by Aziza Ansari in a song. It was a Devendra Banhart song.
And he was just... What was he saying? Was he singing in the song?
He was sort of saying things in the song. It was song... It was a musical project that Devendra Banhart did called Megapus.
Oh, I've heard that. Okay, yeah.
One of the songs has a shout-out to the white bean and basil hummus. Which doesn't even have, chickpeas.
Does that make you want it, or what?
I kind of want it. It is really good.
White bean and basil.
Should we just go with that?
That's enough of a recommendation.
They have beet now, and I don't want it. You know, actually, some of those Megapus songs are fucking beautiful.
I think I heard one. I mostly just... How did they name that band that?
Oh.
And then I like the sense of humor. Once I learned that that was the band name, I was like, oh, okay, this is not to be thought too hard about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to try to avoid the frozen food section and just go for, like, something like bag chips.
Bag of chips.
Are we going to round it out with
bag
chips?
We were trying to find that earlier. It definitely exists.
That's a good question.
Sometimes I like to take tortillas and put oil in a pan and then throw the... strips of tortillas on to make my own chips, but they never are actually like tortilla chips. So I always wonder how they make tortilla chips.
I feel like they're either gonna burn or...
They sort of fry, but they're never... It's never hard as a chip. You get it hard as a chip.
Okay.
I haven't looked into it either.
Now we're in the chip aisle. A corn chip type thing, is that your go-to kind of chip? Or is there another
thing? Just any tortilla chip, flour or corn, for me. I liked those ones at the Samples, actually.
Oh, those were actually...
I think they're
these ones, and they're like $2, so ooh, that's really reasonable.
I like the thickness.
Yeah, generally. I tasted a little bit of lime in it.
Yeah, yeah. A little picture of lime.
So I think we can go with that.
They're taking a note from Hava. Hava corn chips.
I highly encourage people, by the way, to pick up Trader Joe's salsas just as an emergency vegetable if you forget about it. It'll keep you alive.
Yeah, it's true.
It's mostly salt. Vegetables. It's mostly salt, though. Sorry.
So far in life, I have not worried about salt. I wonder at what point I'm going to start.
One day it's just going to sneak up on you. Okay, so as of... how do you feel about the Victorian motifs on Trader Joe's products? I feel like they went for like a surge in them, and now they're going down. And now we are holding parsnip chips, which have two Victorian ladies in big hats saying smart-ass things.
What are we going to do with all of these parsnips? Big chips. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's part of me that likes it. That's the part of me that is here, I suppose. it's fun imagery. I like the detail. It's, you know, it's a big contrast from the simple images of most marketing today. The whole only text advertising papers that I get in my mailbox telling you what the products are. Or it's like a... You know, it's like a... It's a, not a resistance, but it's like a... It's nice to see something that's a little different than the modern advertising that you can, like, sort of easily attribute to a lot of badness of today.
Mm-hmm.
An advertisement that actually describes the
product
versus the feeling you'll achieve by purchasing it.
All right, so we've got pita chips, the cinnamon and sugar ones. Those ones I'm going to very much recommend with just straight-up Greek yogurt.
Oh, wow.
And a drizzle of honey.
I can picture it.
It's a good one. There's also another kind of snack that should be around here. The apple straws. I brought them to a meeting and was accused of bringing essentially a bag of complicated Apple Jacks. I got really offended because they're pretty good and not nearly as sugary as Apple Jacks.
It's the same, it is the same, like, color scheme.
Yeah, no, it's the same color scheme. It's got a little bit of the flavor, but it's a decent snack.
Apple flavor.
I've also tried to convert people to the Crunchy Curls. You're going to hate your first bite of Crunchy Curl. It's a lentil and potato snack.
Whoa,
and your second bite, it's going to be good.
I'm very interested.
Okay, I think let's do that. Let's do it. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so we're... Oh, yeah, oh, my God. There's so many, like, legumes going in this. Legumes.
What if I made rice more and just ate rice wrapped in this?
I've definitely done that before. The rice wrapped in roasted seaweed snacks.
Why are some seaweed snacks 99 cents and some 340? Oh, it's a bag, I see.
Yeah, those ones are the organic ones. These ones are roasted as opposed to the usual nori you can get.
Hmm. That sounds good.
I know, right?
A rice cooker, though.
Okay, and now we're on to... I'm really curious about the broccoli florets.
It's not a pretty crazy package.
That is pretty dense. Are we... Should I risk it? I'm gonna risk it.
Broccoli florets.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, the picture... I like how the picture almost doesn't look good. It almost looks like carcinogens.
No, it's... Have you,
Like decayed organs.
It's like... I think they're trying to do the kale chips. By the way, these do look like green lungs. Green dried lungs.
Yeah. But I'm buying it anyway.
I know. I know. We're near the dog and cat food, which...
It's like missing pet report photos.
Yeah, these are not actually flattering photos of cats at all.
That's like very, like, low quality resolution, real bright flash in their
face. You've got two cats on here. It's like a little white cat kissing like a...
Oh, this dog's pretty cute.
Fuzzy tabby.
They actually have names. I feel like these are custom photos.
Oh, maybe they're like a...
They have names.
Send in their photos of cats?
Yeah, Sydney has always prided herself on her high energy level and overall physical and emotional health. She loves the delicious taste of Trader Joe's wholesome and natural cat food formula. Finds the proper balance of nutrients. No, it's not. It's just a made-up character.
Really? They don't just...
Bamboo. Vociferous, to say the least. Bamboo has no qualms about telling you it's dinner time. Actually, she has no qualms about telling you anything.
Okay, all right. So this dog's name is Gigi, but this dog just says woof on it, which would be a really... Sophie! This is Sophie. There we go. Okay. I never really go into this aisle.
Yeah, I don't have any pets.
I don't deal with my pets, so, you know.
Is this vegan jerky? No.
It is. Oh, yeah, if only.
For another day.
Okay. And then, of course, toiletries. I've never tried the Trader Joe's laundry detergent, but I will say good things about the shampoo.
They have the best deals on Dr. Bronner's. $11.99 ever. If you go to Rite Aid or Walgreens, it's $18.99.
It's a real Dr. Bronner's is real shenanigans at places other than Trader Joe's. I buy my tea tree oil here, and I encourage everybody to do the same.
Yeah, it's easily the best place. They've got their version of it. They're using the same marketing, all for one. Peppermint flavored. And it's advertised as being all in one. I don't quite trust it.
What I really wish they had is like another kind of Dr. Bronner's. Or like something
other. Besides peppermint?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is not the greatest of body washes.
For me, it's the only one. It's the only one I need, which is great. I'm glad I discovered that.
Bryce,
I'm
gonna go to lunch. That's okay.
But. I've looked at the other, like, you know, flavors or what have you. I've always wanted to, like, thoroughly compare these ingredients. But there are just so many. It's really hard to... I also don't think a thing can be should be a shampoo and a body wash.
Are we sure that that's just Castile soap? Or is it just all-in-one stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Castile soap is more than just soap. You can also use it as like a vegetable wash. You can use it to like...
But it's also made of like heal vegetable leprosy. Oil versus animal fat or whatever.
Does this say sodium tallowate on it? Or does it say sodium palmate?
It says a lot of things. Sodium C14-16 olefin sulfonate.
I'm going to say that this is a vegetarian one.
Yeah.
If it says sodium tallowate, it is not vegetarian.
Yeah,
tallow. Uh-huh. I like tea tree tingle. That is a...
I always wonder if I really should be buying this, if it's the same as that. But I will never forget the first time I was at someone's house and they had this and I was in their bathroom and I just stared at this bottle and read everything and forgot I was in the bathroom. And just really was tripping out on what was up with this soap.
If only
I was at a co-op.
Oh, man.
With a bunch of hippies.
Oh, yeah. If only cereal boxes had, like, all of this on here, I would just, like, as a kid, I would have never left the table. I would have just sort of...
They kind of did. I remember spending a lot of time with cereal boxes.
I did read a lot of cereal boxes when I was a kid.
Quizzes and puzzles and continuing, like, cereal games, you know, that with each release there's a new edition.
Hopefully something of a toy sort. I don't know whether they still do toys.
Yeah. I they don't need to.
My first taste of being like a super cool indie kid. When I was about 8, I sent in a bunch of Frosted Mini Wheats box tops for a Pete and Pete tape. Like the soundtrack. Not joking.
That was the first taste. And did you get it?
Huh? I got it now. I don't know where in my parents' house it is. And I'm really sad about that.
I mean, how many years have gone by?
A couple.
Yeah.
A couple. Couple of moves, couple of...
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we are... Are we wrapped up?
Yeah. I mean, we've got things. I've got a couple things.
Okay.
There's flowers.
There are flowers. Would you ever buy flowers at Trader Joe's?
I don't buy flowers. Yeah. I love plants, but I don't... I've always... I used to have a thing against flowers.
Flowers
I like
show
flowers,
off.
But...
Flower show off.
I don't really know what to... I just don't like how quickly they die. I like that my plants don't die unless I fail them and kill them.
My plants die because I fail them and kill them.
Yeah. But the flower's going to die, right? Like, it doesn't keep living. Isn't that how they work?
Yes. Or they're already dead.
Yeah. I thought it was... I'll try it out someday. I'll grow them in my window.
Okay, so I think we're just going to check out right now, and we will take you through the process of checking out. And I think this is... Yes, let us go through the process of checking out. Now we pick. Okay, how do you feel about Trader Joe's employees and their flirting?
Oh, is that a thing here?
I don't know if it's a thing here, but it's at every Trader Joe's. They're very friendly, and I've jumped to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, for sure. I mean, it's part of the culture, the friendliness.
Yeah, the friendliness.
I've been in a Trader Joe's where I asked the guy, I was like, hey, I asked him a question about a snack, and he's like, I don't know, let's find out. And he just stops what he's doing. He's, like, clearly in the middle of, like, a big task, cuts open the bag with, a little knife he had on him, and he's like, have a bite. And then I was like, oh, okay, and I ate it, and... He really went above and beyond.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like he was flirting with me, but he was really, I was shocked by the friendliness. I appreciated it.
When you check out, like, you're asked things about what you're buying, like, oh, do you like this? Is this, like, have you ever had this before?
I guess I'm realizing I'm just glad I don't work here. I'll
say that. Yeah, because you gotta leave that smile on.
Yeah. That would stress me out, too.
Have you been guilty of ever... finding the most attractive, checkout person and just going for that line?
Probably. Or I've maybe done the opposite, because I'll be like, no, it's too obvious. I'm going to go to this person.
Yeah, it's kind of exploitive, but also...
Yeah.
Okay, so as we're going for this now, let's just go with the shortest line.
The shortest line.
We're, like, in front of one right now.
Is this... Okay, he's an employee. Yeah.
Okay, so what... I think I will split some of this with...
Yeah,
let's do that. Okay. Plus, my wallet is down at the bottom. I'm going to go with... cover the cheeses. And... Hello. Let's go with that one. Second? Okay. All right. So we've got it. I've got... Yeah, separate. Okay, and I've got the bag. I think we're covered with that.
So I've got keys on here before I bury them?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we've got it.
Yeah. I got my basket got picked up and taken to another register. He said, "Oh, I'll help you right over here." He didn't really ask.
Okay.
Anything, but he made it happen quickly, I suppose.
All right. So let us walk past all of this. I keep forgetting that I don't have like 5 real bags on me. Just my little shop, small. Okay. So we've got it. And we just have to make sure to walk through this parking lot without becoming those kinds of people who are like, you know, like if you're like playing a game like The Sims, and like, I think actually Sims won't do this, but like the characters are like automated and no matter what, they'll keep going. They'll like bump into walls and then keep going into the wall. That's how people are in Trader Joe's parking lot. I don't know. Oh, by the way, you don't even need to buy rosemary. It's right over here.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it.
We've got, like, little bees over here. My favorite time going to Trader Joe's, there were, like, tulips outside, and a swarm of bees came and sat in the Trader Joe's tulips. I was, like, terrified to go inside. That was great. Okay, so I think we are going to sign off now because...
Yeah. Got a good...
Mission accomplished. All right. From K-Chung News, signing off. Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.